Unidad 3. Escucha esta conversación en inglés.
Excuse me, can you tell me how I get to the central post office?
The central post office? Let me think. Yes, continue along here for 3 blocks. Turn left at the Contrapunto Cafe, and then first right. You'll see a shoe shop at the corner. The central post office is about 3 minutes' walk from the corner on the right. You can't miss it. It's a large red brick building.
Thank you. So that's 3 blocks along here. Turn left at the Contrapunto Cafe. First right at the shoe shop, and it's on the right.
That's it. And you'd better hurry as it closes at 5.
Durante los próximos minutos, usted aprenderá a participar en esta conversación y a comprenderla. Escuche con atención y repita todo exactamente como lo oiga decir. Para enviarle por correo un regalo de cumpleaños a su tía, que está en Brasil, usted necesita ir a la oficina central de correos. Como no está seguro de saber cuál es el camino hasta allá, desde su escuela, esta es la manera como usted iniciaría la conversación.
Excuse me. Can you tell me how I get to the central post office?
Escuche usted nuevamente.
Excuse me. Can you tell me how I get to the central post office?
Escuche y repita.
Excuse me. Excuse me. The central post office. The central post office.
Repita nuevamente.
The central post office. The central post office. Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Can you tell me how I get to? Can you tell me how I get to? Can you tell me how? Can you tell me how? Can you tell me how I get to? Can you tell me how I get to? Excuse me. Can you tell me how I get to? Excuse me. Can you tell me how I get to?
Pregunte ahora. ¿Cuál es el camino a la oficina central de correos?
Excuse me. Can you tell me how I get to the central post office?
Pregunte otra vez.
Excuse me. Can you tell me how I get to the central post office?
La recepcionista piensa unos instantes y responde así.
The central post office, let me think.
Escuche usted de nuevo.
The central post office, let me think.
¿Qué dice ella mientras piensa en la pregunta que usted le hizo?
The central post office, let me think.
Ahora ella está lista a darle instrucciones. Escuche con atención.
Yes, continue along here for 3 blocks, turn left at the Contrapunto Cafe, and then first right.
Escuche de nuevo y repita.
Yes, continue along here for 3 blocks. Yes, continue along here for 3 blocks.
¿Qué le dijo ella que hiciera?
Continue along here for 3 blocks.
Y después, ¿qué más? Escucha nuevamente.
Turn left at the Contrapunto Cafe.
Repita usted.
Contrapunto Cafe. Contrapunto Cafe. Turn left. Turn left. Turn left at the Contrapunto Cafe. Turn left at the Contrapunto Cafe.
¿Qué es lo que debe hacer al llegar al Café Contrapunto?
Turn left, and then first right.
Repita usted.
Then first right. And then first right.
Ella entonces le menciona algo que usted deberá ver para estar seguro de que está en el sitio correcto. Escuche.
You'll see a shoe shop at the corner.
Repita.
At the corner. At the corner.
Repita de nuevo.
At the corner. At the corner. A shoe shop at the corner. A shoe shop at the corner. You'll see. You'll see.
¿Qué es lo que usted ve? Comience a responder con las palabras you'll see.
You'll see a shop at the corner.
La oficina central de correos está a unos 3 minutos de camino desde la esquina, hacia la derecha. ¿Dónde está la oficina central de correos? Escuche nuevamente.
About 3 minutes walk from the corner on the right.
¿Dónde está la oficina de correos?
About 3 minutes walk from the corner on the right.
¿A qué distancia está de la esquina?
3 minutes walk. You can't miss it.
Repita usted.
You can't miss it.
La recepcionista procede a explicarle por qué no puede usted dejar de ver el edificio.
It's a large red brick building.
Hay 3 palabras que describen el edificio. Repítalas usted.
Large. Red. Brick.
Describa usted el edificio de la oficina central de correos, comenzando con it's a.
It's a large red brick building.
Ahora que ya tiene todas las instrucciones para llegar hasta allá, dele usted las gracias a la recepcionista y confirme que ha comprendido claramente. Ahora escuche usted la manera de decirlo.
Thank you.
Repita.
Thank you.
Confirme usted ahora.
So, that's 3 blocks along here. Turn left at the Contrapunto Cafe. First right at the shoe shop. And it's on the right.
Escuche y repita.
So that's three blocks along here. So that's three blocks along here. Left at the Contrapunto Cafe. Left at the Contrapunto Cafe. First right at the shoe shop. First right at the shoe shop. And it's on the right. And it's on the right.
That's it. And you'd better hurry as it closes at 5.
La recepcionista, a su turno, le confirma que usted ha comprendido las instrucciones.
That's it.
Ella le aconseja que se apresure. Escuche.
And you'd better hurry.
Repita.
And you'd better hurry.
¿Por qué le dice ella que es mejor que se apresure?
As it closes at 5.
¿Por qué?
As it closes at 5.
Escuche de nuevo cuantas veces quiera hasta que pueda usted pedir y también dar instrucciones. Luego, déle instrucciones a un amigo cuando le pregunte cómo llegar a la oficina central de correos.
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to the central post office?
The central post office? Let me think.
Continúe.
Thank you. So that's three blocks along here. Turn left at the Contrapunto Cafe. First right at the shoe shop, and it's on the right.
Muy bien. Y esperemos que la encuentre.
Excuse me. Can you tell me how I get to the central post office?
The central post office? Think. Yes. Continue along here for three blocks. Turn left at the Contrapunto Cafe, and then first right. You'll see a shoe shop at the corner. The central post office is about 3 minutes' walk from the corner on the right. You can't miss it. It's a large red brick building.
Thank you. So that's three blocks along here. Turn left at the Contrapunto Cafe, first right at the shoe shop, and it's on the right.
That's it. And you'd better hurry as it closes at 5.